This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. A popular chain has one of Colorado's biggest restaurant outbreaks of COVID. CPR's Andrew Kenney reports.
The burger chain In-N-Out opened its first two stores in Colorado to enormous lines in November. A month later, dozens of the restaurant's employees have fallen sick with coronavirus. In Colorado Springs, there are 69 confirmed or probable cases among In-N-Out workers and 26 more in Aurora. Those are the highest numbers reported for any restaurant in the state. The restaurants remain open, and they're still running hours-long lines. There are no reports of customers getting sick. A representative for the California chain said they were keeping sick employees home, dividing staff into cohorts, screening for high temperatures, and cleaning frequently. Colorado has more than 1,200 active outbreaks statewide, including 39 in restaurants. I'm Andrew Kenney, CPR News.
Nearly 1,000 doses of COVID vaccine have been given to frontline healthcare workers in Mesa County. CPR's Stina Sieg reports on who's next.
Later this winter, healthcare workers with less direct contact with COVID-19 patients are scheduled to receive the vaccine, as well as emergency services personnel and law enforcement. In the spring, the vaccine should be available to people who are 65 or older, along with residents of any age with certain health conditions. People who work directly with the public, like teachers and grocery store workers, will also be included in that group. The final phase of vaccines, meant for 18 to 64-year-olds with no high-risk conditions, is expected next summer. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Coming up on the program, the UK and the European Union have finalized their post-Brexit agreement. Then, the call for Tom Gores to sell the Detroit Pistons due to his investment in a prison telecom business. Those stories next on All Things Considered. Also coming up, checking in with Peterson Air Force Base in Colorado Springs, home of the NORAD Santa Tracker.
We'll pull it up on the TV or up on the phones, and we'll see where Santa is, run and get our pajamas on, and we'll hop up in bed.
Tracking Santa in a pandemic in 10 minutes on All Things Considered. 25 degrees tonight for the Front Range, the Central Mountains, and Western Slope. We'll see single digits for Santa's sleigh ride overnight.